Welcome back to the Training Center. We're excited to be back with you again. And we're so happy that you're consistently being a part of the Training Center of Apostle Leroy Thompson, who's our apostle and our dean as well, and founder of the School of Ministry of Training. And we look forward to what God's going to do in your life and how God's going to use you and how you're going to impact the kingdom of heaven. Impact your local church with your local pastors, apostles, and prophets, and what God is going to do. It's exciting. It's exciting. We want to continue this week with understanding the mindsets of the poverty, of the poor, the middle class, and the wealthy. How important it is for you to develop the correct mindset or thought patterns so that you may be able to rightfully function in the kingdom of God at a high level, producing or bringing forth fruit that will remain. This is the kingdom agenda, that every one of us be productive in winning souls, being a blessing in the earth realm, not only to our family, but even to those that we meet, to spread the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. The scriptures clearly says, through loving kindness have I drawn you. One of the ways God expressed his love, besides Jesus dying on the cross and raising the third day, is he shares his love through you and I in our spirit of giving, our spirit of helping others to meet their needs, resolve issues, and solve problems. And so therefore, being an effective believer, one needs to have finances to help bring change. Even though we've been taught erroneously about financing, but money plays a part in the kingdom of God. It's not major. The love of God is major. The Holy Spirit is major. The Word of God is major. But money is the next thing that we need to operate in this earth realm among men, is finances. So I pray God best blessings on you and your family and the work of your hand, that every need is supplied, desire and want, in Jesus' name. Let's open our books this evening to page 134. We talked briefly last week about the different mindsets of the poverty, those in poverty, those who are middle class, and those who are wealthy in different areas, how they perceived it. And you too may be found in one of these areas of thought life concerning the values of life, concerning the values of this life. So I wanted to pick up on page 134, the second paragraph, after we talk about destiny. As I talk about destiny here, the very next sentence talks about powerlessness is one of the primary effects of poverty. Powerlessness is one of the primary effects of poverty. As we know, that poverty means not having sufficient enough to function, to do what is desired or wanted or needed in someone's life. It's the lack of. And so therefore, when a person continue to walk in the lack of, he or she find themselves at the mercy of those who do have. And therefore, to attempt to do more is so strenuously on their life, because they do not have the wealth to do it. They do not have the means to do what is even desired to do, or have the good intentions to do, because of the lack of finances. And so therefore, that's going to be number one. So make sure you underline that. Powerlessness is the primary effect of poverty. And this is why God do not want you living in poverty. Never believe that it is the will of God for you to live in poverty, because it isn't God's will. God wants you to live in the realm of more than enough. The more you have, the more you can do for the kingdom of God. So tuck that away in your spirit. The more I have, the more I can do for the kingdom. The less I have, the less I can do for the kingdom. So more is better. More is better. God wants you to move and live in the realm of more than enough. So number one, again, is that powerlessness is one of the primary effects of poverty. See, when people live in a resource-starved environment, they soon feel the very real constraints of limitations. I love that, because you have to understand the mindset that's here and why you don't want to live here. Why you don't want to live here, and why that you must understand God's financial plan for man, so that you can move from the realm of poverty and lack and the lack of sufficiency, so that you can move to the realm of no limits. No limits. And when we do this, we'll find ourselves operating in power and influence and change. Power, influence, and change will take place on your life. He said, the lack of options make them feel like victims. The lack of options make them feel like victims. And that is so true when you live in insufficiency, that you feel like a victim to the system. You feel, you get to the place of almost going into feeling depressed, feeling helplessness, feeling like, man, life is a struggle. Life is a struggle, man. And so you walk in that, and that emotional thought, that thought produced the emotions and the feelings that comes along with it, that you feel like that you're starving. You're starving. And you're helpless. So therefore, anyone that throws you a switch, you grab it as a lifeline, because you're inefficient to do what you're supposed to be able to do and operate the way you're supposed to operate. God wants your children and you to have the best of everything. Your children have the best education, live in the best, ride in the best, eat the best. That's where you're supposed to be. That's how you're supposed to live. I know it's a process for many, but you can make it. If you begin to change your mindset, if you change your thinking, you can change your world. It's all how you think. It's all in perception. It's all in your belief system, your core belief system. Because how you think in your belief system is how you behave. It's your habits. It's how you speak out of your mouth. It's how you carry yourself. All of this comes from a belief system. And you can rise up no matter where you are, no matter what you're faced in life, no matter what you found yourself, what family you was born into, what situation you was born into. It's fixable. It's changeable, because you are unstoppable as a child of God. You're unstoppable. So making sure that that's number one, that powerlessness is one of the primary effects of poverty. Primary effects of poverty. So we want to make sure we're tucking that information down, get that down. Number two is the next paragraph. It says, destiny is oppressive to the poor. Destiny is oppressed to the poor. Oppressive to the poor. It's because it's so far wretch. It's so far out of my reach. Goal setting goals and visions are hard for the poor. It's because of the fact they, even though they dream and they watch television, they see other folks with it, yet they cannot conceive that that's me. I could have that. I could be living like that. And therefore, because again, dealing with the belief system of thought and their surroundings of conversations, there seems to be no way out. There seems to be no way that I could possess those things or have those things. And even so, even those who even go to church comes out of church many times with the mindset that God wasn't talking about me in that situation. No, he was talking about me in the situation. The poor you have among you always. And so they settle into the poor mentality. There are going to be some poor people in the earth, so I must be one of those because of my condition and my surrounding. So I'm just going to stay here and make the best out of a bad situation. Making the best out of a bad situation that is not the will of God. Okay, he says destiny is oppressive to the poor. That's number two, underline it. Because an extreme force has all the power and leaves them with no power. Because an exterior force, here it says, has the power and leaves them with no power. It is as if God is punishing me. God wants me to be here. If God wanted me to have it, he'll give it to me. You see, all of those negative confessions or mindset thoughts is what keep poor people poor. And they never rise up to press in and move to the door or the exit to the middle class or to the wealthy. And so they find schemes and schemes to try to get wealth. They play games trying to get wealth. You know, they're living in the realm of borrowing from Peter to pay Paul mentality. And they stays in the area of always borrowing because they want things. They want things, and borrowing seemed to be the way always to get it from the borrowing institution or payday loans and different things of those mechanism that charges them high interest when they come back to pay it back. And once you get on those systems, it becomes a repeated weekly thing because you got the money that you now got to pay it off, you need it. So you give it back, then you turn around and borrow it right back, you know, and it becomes a system of a lifestyle of borrowing because of want, not need, because of want. And so therefore, they're stuck in this poverty mentality and figure that there's an external power or force that's keeping them down in these positions. But I tell you, if you find yourself in that place, you can break out because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And know that your heavenly Father, according to Psalms 24, he owns the earth and the world and all that's in it. And in Psalms 23, David declared that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He is my supplier. He is my supplier. God is my source. Say that with me. God is my source. I want you to focus in there. That's the teaching of Apostle Thompson as well, that God is our source. God will show you the way out. God will connect you with the right people. God will begin to open divine doors for you if you begin to educate yourself, put yourself in a place of training so that you can educate your belief system and empower your belief system to speak positive, see positive, rise up and take positive steps in the doors of abundance will open for you to move out of that place of the mindset of poverty. Let's go further on page 135. We want to pick up at the second paragraph here. They talk about when believers see their destiny in God through a poverty class view, they live a natural, not a supernatural life, and find themselves stopped, trapped in natural problems with no hope of heavenly intervention. Well, that's number three. I want you to mark that is number three. We want to focus in on the thought and the mindset that even Christians in the kingdom who see their destiny in God through a poverty class view. When we see ourselves as the world see us and as our bank accounts and wallets and purses and wherever we have our holdings are empty, not enough, then we see ourselves based upon our condition, not our belief system. And our condition began to talk back to my belief system. And the belief system tell me, you don't have enough. You've never had enough. That car is too expensive. You can't borrow right now, so you cannot own. So go ahead and lease and rent. That's because you cannot afford a house. So you might well find your two-bedroom apartment somewhere and live there. And we get in our conditions because of mindsets. And I come to study more and more that people who live in apartments pay more than people who live in houses. You know, so it's not that you can't afford it. You just can't see yourself affording because of the fact you're in a situation where you say, well, my credit score is not good enough. Well, all that comes from the wrong belief system and come from the wrong practices about money. That's why we talked about how the poverty see money, how the wealthy see money, and how the middle class see money. And that's why we talked about, because our concepts about money or food or clothing, anything, form our opinion and our belief. It forms our opinion and our belief, and it creates our habits and our patterns in life, and we do accordingly each day to that same thing. We eat the same foods, we go to the same places. Why? Because this is where I feel comfortable, my money can take me when you're in poverty, because you have no other choices. You have no other choices. I say to you, and I say to our congregation, that going to McDonald's should not be the only option. It should be because even though I have the money, I choose to go. I choose to go there and eat whatever they're serving. But it's not because I don't have an option. It's not because I don't have an option, because I have money to go to greater places and pay greater amounts. You see, so life should always come to the place where I have options, the freedom of choice, the freedom of choice. You see, and once you understand that I'm not a pauper, I'm not living in a survival mode, and I have choices, then therefore I'm rich. Therefore, I'm rich. I have a freedom to move, you know, because I'm in that place of my belief system being strong, being positive, and my finances being handled and managed correctly, so I can move laterally, either way, okay, by choice, not because I have to, because of financial stagnation, you see. So those things are vital to understand. Create first the mindset, the belief system, strong enough that your hands can hold what God wants to put in them without a waste management. Without waste management. So number three, again, we highlight when believers see their destiny in God through a poverty class view, they live a natural, not a supernatural life. Boy, that is powerful. God wants you to live a supernatural life. We're in a natural world, but we can live it supernatural with heaven invading earth. God as is my source. God is my source. And say life and find themselves trapped in natural problems with no hope of heavenly intervention. Now, boy, that's what we got to get. I realize that God is my source. There's no problem too big, too small for God to handle. And giants do fall. So the walls of poverty is falling in your life today. The walls of poverty is falling in your life today. So very powerful. So very powerful and very thought. Okay, let's go down to the very last paragraph on page 135. It's like the middle class has a much more powerful interaction with life. They believe that their destiny and the quality of their life are influenced by the fact that they have choices. Now, I want you to highlight that, because again, it gives us a mindset, view of the mind, how it's perceived, the belief system, that the middle class has a much more powerful interaction with life. They believe, here's it, they believe that their destinies and the quality of their lives are influenced by the fact that they have choices. And there's a liberty. There's a liberty, there's a freedom in having choices. Having choices. And these choices are developed, again, back to the mindset. The viewing of how you view yourself, how you view money, how you view a man, how you view a woman, how you view having children, how you view having money and having living a lifestyle of choices. You see, the freedom of financial choices. All of these things, most believers are uneducated concerning. And therefore, because of lack of knowledge, they are destroyed in these areas. And they see other Christians moving about. They see other Christians in church who seem to be just flowing and blowing and flowing and increasing. It's because these people are operating at a level of influence or knowledge that is empowering their belief system. Knowledge that is empowering their belief system with an insight of God's plan for their financial life and God's plan for their physical life, God's plans for their family life. And because they have a clearer, broader view of who they are in Christ Jesus, faith works with them at a different level. And the same thing can happen to you, my friend. You're going to have to first unlearn and then learn. First unlearn means dumping all of the negatives and depositing the positive. John 15, I believe it says there, he said that you are washed through the words, your mind is washed through the words that I've spoken unto you. That I've spoken unto you. Other words, let the word of God give you a clearer vision, a clearer perspective of who you are and God's plan for your life. This is how you will prevail. This is how you will overcome. This is how you will change the rest of your life. It is so powerful. I love it. I love the Word of God, and I love these statements. These are powerful statements that will help you change the rest of your life. Wow. It says, having options creates an expectation of freedom and success to an access, to resources creates an expectation that one has power to change the environment by adding to it. Wow, that's good information. That's good news to help you change your perspective, change the reality of your life. Because I see the power of choices give me the expectation of freedom and access to resources. You see, the connections, people that you connect to in the realm of influence, of relationships. We found that relationship is so vital to the wealthy. It's so vital to because they understand the power of connection. When you connect, you have broader resources because other people have resources you may not possess at the moment. But because you have a connection, a relationship with those people, those persons, then those persons are more apt to open their hand and their resource or storehouses to bless you or to connect you to someone that they know who have the resources to bless you. And this is why relationships are so important. But many times when your circle looks like you, no matter your poverty level, middle class, or wealthy, when your circle looks like you, you live in the circle. You relate to the circle because all of you look alike, you act alike, you believe alike. And so you stay in your circle and many times if you're not knowledgeable, then you won't break out from your circle to bigger circles with more resources because of your limitations of how you see and perceive yourself and that you're comfortable around the circle that you're in. And so change become hard to you. Change become hard. But we want to help change your mindset by constantly meditating the Word of God, spending time up under your leader, educating yourself, even if you got to get other books, educate yourself concerning wealth and finances. And the more you empower your thought life, the more you empower your mindset and your belief system. And so therefore, everything becomes possible to him that believe it. To him that believe it. Okay. Said, when faced with problems, the middle class expect to be able to change a system or more limitations in order to move ahead with desires within them. You see, when you see yourself positive, you have resources, you have finances, you can begin to change situation even when you're challenged. You change limitation. Why? Connection of relationship. Connection with relationships. They change your problems. You handle it much easier when the poverty sees no way out because he's living a natural life and not a supernatural life. And he's with the mindset that there's an external power or force that's keeping him bound in his situation where he can't get out. That is the will of God, that he stay in that area. So he live in that area because he done sold himself a bill of goods that is God's will for him to live there when it isn't God's will. It's something will happen when we put the name of God on it, the name of Jesus on it. Isn't that amazing? We say God said, okay, it settles it. In the name of Jesus, that settles it. You know, in the world, Hitler killed almost 2 million Jews in the name of God, or his thought process. You see what I'm saying? So people feel the Word of God says money is evil. Well, that's not what the Word of God says. But because they put it as God said it, so it becomes not law. It becomes so truth, even to the unbeliever. Because it has God tied in. It's like people putting a cross on their neck. They figure, just because I put a cross on, or a cross on, a tattoo on my arm, that sanctifies me. That's going to shield me from all the power of the enemy. You know, it's the mindset. It's the belief system that they possess. Well, what about the person who don't have a cross on their neck? What happened to the person who don't have a tattoo cross on their shoulders or whatever? What about him? And he's prospering, and he's going forward, and he's doing the things God wants him to do, and he don't have those things because it's a mindset. It's how the mind view things. You see, and as a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. So as he thinks, so he acts. He performs according to how he thinks. Whether it's a reality or not, he performs that way. He acts that way, and he builds his life upon those principles. Upon those principles. So the human mind can be a powerful thing and a weapon that can be used against you as well as for you. Let's go to the second paragraph here on page 136. He talked about, but the middle class also experience limitations. There's a ceiling on the amount of money they have access to. A limitation to their power over their environment. Politics, media, and education are the realms of influence and power they turn to for help to improve their lives. Once these are exhausted, they look for solace in building something new in each of these areas so the next generation can try for breakthrough. A new lobby, a new campaign, or a new expertise will lead us further into our success of achievement. You see, poverty, even people in middle class have limitations. They have limitations as well, but they look to other sources to create something different that does not exist so that the next generation can move forward to the next level. That's why you have all these systems. That's why people keep changing school zones, school laws, a school board. They zone in our city for different areas. They have their own school rules or those type of things. You know, school districts, that's the word I'm using. Looking for school districts. That's what they do. Why? Because they want to make their area better and then isolate those who don't want those things. You know, those is going to sell it for whatever it is. No, if you want better, then you must create systems that gives you opportunity to produce the better. And this is what you must do in your life also as a believer, is it's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of heaven on earth, where we build institutions or structures or strongholds of the kingdom of God so that we can allow others to move through, the next generation to get through. It's not about just me and my family. It's about others. It's about the body of Christ. So the more we create avenues and houses of knowledge and opportunity, then we give more people the opportunity to elevate their life, to engage in systems that will promote life-changing forces and opportunities for the change. This is the body of Christ. This is the kingdom of God on the earth realm, in the earth realm. We look in Acts chapter 1, after Pentecost, in chapter 2. We begin to see the church, early church, begin to move in finances, where people gave and sold their extra houses and land, and they gave it to the church. And the Bible said there was no lack among them. They continued breaking bread from house to house. They began to deal with the spirit of poverty and lack among them, and began to move wealth, money, in position to change people's lives, to deal with an issue, And this is what we must continue to do as the body of Christ on a greater, more effective level, is opening doors for change for people's lives who come into the kingdom as a believer, where they can come, educate themselves, put themselves in position, and then allow money to flow to help change their life. I believe strongly in the prosperity that God wants you to have, plenty of money. That money is for opportunity to bring change, You know, it was never been designed that God would have just one person rich and everybody else in poverty. That's not God's plan. And I know the world view is always trying to belittle this, even many in the church, on unbelief, religious systems. It's tried to pull this down and say that it's an error. But every Sunday they take up offerings. Those in institutions of unbelief are always trying to sell something, you know, raise some more money to do something, to buy choir robes or to send a youth to a camp or whatever. They're trying to raise money because, and what they don't realize is what they're dealing with is the power of wealth, God's plan for them to have. But they're going about it the wrong way with the wrong mindset, you see. And they'd rather work and live in labor instead of live in favor. God wants you, my friend, to live in his favor. To live in his favor. That you begin to move in the realm of God's favoring you, opening doors, opportunity, putting people in position to cause doors to open so your gifts, your abilities can be used to cause your prosperity, your issues to become the past, to become your past. I know it's the will of God, and I want you to begin to move in that. So don't take these classes lightly that Apostle has signed these teachers to teach to you. No, get the principles. Grab hold to it. Everything is not caught. Everything is not taught. Some things are caught. You got to catch it. You got to catch it that God is talking to me in these classes. God is speaking to me. Here's the steps I need to take. Here's the thing I need to change about my life and my mindset so I can move into the arena that God wants to favor me. God wants to put things in my hands, and God wants me to be able to take care of great responsibility for the kingdom. People's lives are at stake through you and I who now know the truth. And when we obey God, we give people freedom and we give them options. We give them freedom and we give them options. And that's the power we must understand, or why we as saints and sons of God must lay hold to the word of God. We must lay hold to the word of God. Now, I want to move forward to number 5 on page 137 that talk about the wealthy live in a limitless existence where there is no want. The wealthy live in a limitless existence where there is no want. So underline that. That is number 5 for today. This is a powerful preview of yourself, where God wants you to live. You and I to live in the wealthy place where there's more than enough and the money just never runs out. It just keep on coming. This is why. And so when we see wealthy people, when we see people in the kingdom, men and women of God who are thriving in life, who are blowing and going, we call it, in life, then they're in a place where there's no limits. There's no limits where there is no want. God wants to bring you there. This is for you as well. This is for you as well. No matter what your situation look like right now, no matter where you are, whether you're in the poverty, whether you're in middle class, you can move to the next level of the wealthy where there is no want. Now, this didn't happen overnight. There's a process that we talked to you about, the mindsets, the belief system, the belief core system. Those things have to change. Those things have to change. And when they begin to operate for a period of time and changing their mindset and empowering themselves of how money functions and the will of God about wealth, they begin to move to open doors, supernatural living, building relationships, connecting with men and women of God who had the influence to open doors for them and give them their opportunity. And they seize their moment through relationships. And that is how they wind up in the wealthy place. Now you say, well, God want me to do the same thing. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. See, there is no shortcuts to God's plan for your prosperity. There's no shortcuts to it. One writer says shortcuts is the long way around. You see, God wants you to move into a place where that you are abundantly supplied so that you can move into the wealthy place that says here, no one keeps them from getting what they set their hearts and mind upon. See, when they set their heart and mind on it, when your spirit, your soul and your body come into harmony, into agreement on your idea, your dream, or your desire, or God's agenda on your life, they're in agreement. There's no stopping it. There's no stopping. There's no limitation. There's no such thing as I can't have, I can't do. No, they live in the realm of that all things are possible. All things are possible. And they have a belief system, a magnetism, a belief that causes creative doors to open, opportunities, relationships to take place where what they want could be in California, what they want could be in China, what they want could be in some other country because of their belief system. Because of their belief system, they behold it. They get it. It comes to them. And that same thing can start happening to you. Apostle once shared, he said that you are a money magnet. It's your highest level of your highest desired thought. We call it a major thought. When you begin to majorly meditate on something, the gravitation of all heaven, angels, begin to move it in your direction. Begin to move it in your direction. There's no limitation, friend. There's no such thing as not possible. I can't have, I can't do, I can't be. It only exists in the mind of those who are uninformed, lack of knowledge, and have not concealed that Jesus is my source and that God wants to get involved in your natural world as well as your supernatural world. God wants you to have the best of everything. He wants you to possess it. So those five principles that we share with you about the poverty, the middle class, and then the wealthy, let them become knowledge to you. And then you choose which class you want to live in. And then begin to do what you have to do to empower yourself by way of the Holy Spirit, the word, way of the Word of God, and getting other books or mentors to help train your thought and empower your knowledge system and begin to act by faith and watch God bring you to the wealthy place. Till next time, God bless you, and we look forward to see you real soon.